Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, the music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Kirk.
Hi, John. Thanks very much.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the first classical concert of the 76th season of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra is approaching. The Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan.
Most wonderful of operettas. And, you know, just, it's such lovely music. You go out whistling it. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's, of course, that huge takeoff on the British aristocracy and king and queen and stuff, all in the guise of Japanese fun, right?
The music is so... it's so fun.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Just hilarious. And Gilbert with those lyrics. And we will have super titles, you know, because they just go by so quickly.
That's what it sounds like,
yeah.
Too.
Chippy, choppy, choppy, chop, chop. Yeah. And, of course, the plot, as you well know, John, is hilarious. You know, if you flirt before the age of 40, you must have your head cut off. And you have your head cut off by, you know, Coco, you know, because he was just released from prison. He was a tailor and he was just made the Lord High Executioner. And it's really bad because he's flirting also, which means he must cut his own head off. You know,
why did he have to go to jail? Why did this tailor have to go to jail?
No reason at all.
I see.
Yes, just
is
like,
this some mystical, I can't remember. Is it some set in some mystical land or is it Japan?
It's in Japan.
It's
and
in
of course,
Japan. Okay.
This is in the moment in Britain when the first ambassadors to Japan come to London, and Sullivan and Gilbert are completely taken by, you know, the Japanese play, the Japanese tea setting, the Japanese customs, the way they walk, their kimonos, the women's feet that are bound. So they take this whole exotic thing
very
for
exotic.
Them, very exotic, and they just transplant it into a huge comedy, you know? So it was fascinating.
Were they making fun of the Japanese?
No, not at all. They were amazed by the silks that they wore and the way the women wore their hair and the makeup. And it was just like the whole society was like, oh, my gosh.
And this was a time when Japanese culture became fascinating in general.
Absolutely.
To the British people.
Yes, right around the turn of the century at the end of, you know, once Victoria is dead, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
1901. But it's really the precursor when we all think about it to, you know, a musical comedy, to vaudeville, to Broadway, you know, and it's in English. And oh, and there is, you know, Nanki Poo, the son of the emperor of the Mikado, is traveling in disguise now as a second trombonist.
Ah.
Okay, which goes along with our 76 trombones.
So this is a concert version
of the
operetta at it will be performed at Bethel Church. And so will there be costumes?
Yes, there will be costumes and wigs and makeup and a huge sword to decapitate. You know,
the three little maids from school.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be in costume.
Yes, in costume,
oh,
too.
That'll be fantastic.
Now, we won't be able to move that much. We'll have to figure out how we move on this small stage because we've got a whole chorus, a whole orchestra, and nine people on the stage. So they'll come and go and, you know.
Well, now, who are your singers?
Oh,
for the,
well, two of them, Sam Handley and David Govertson, just graduated from the Lyric Ryan program, that wonderful program. And Alyssa, who plays Yum Yum, was our star in the Rodgers and Hammerstein concert last year that everybody loved so much. I mean, those are three of them, but they're just wonderful. I did this show in Chicago last year with almost the same cast, and people adored it. And, you know, I know it's going to be tremendous fun.
Tremendous fun. Topsy Turvy is a movie about. Is this a production of Mikado?
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
I can't remember.
Yeah, Topsy Turvy is the Academy Award winning a movie that was made about Gilbert and Sullivan, but focuses on exactly the time of the Mikado, how it became, how they produced it, how they learned to move. All these beautiful things. So I'm going to show part of Topsy Turvy in the pre-concert lecture just to let people watch some of the movie and see the genesis of the piece.
Yeah, I remember loving that movie. But I have a gift for forgetting movies.
Uh-huh.
I saw Gosford Park like three or four times before I could remember who did it. And I've only watched now Gosford Park since then about a dozen times. I love that movie. Well, Kirk, great. That sounds like a lot of fun. The Mikado, can't wait. I'm looking forward to it immensely. And thank you for being here to tell us about it.
Oh, thanks. It was a great interview.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.